Welcome to Take Care, a weekly conversation on health and wellness, produced by WRVO Public Media. I'm Lorraine Rapp.
And I'm Linda Lowen. More and more professionals who deal with heroin overdoses at the scene, first responders such as EMTs and police officers, are armed with the fast-acting antidote Narcan, which can literally bring an overdose victim back from the edge of death.
Our next guest is one of those whose lives was saved by Narcan. John Diaz was an ordinary guy who got injured on the job. Through several surgeries, he was prescribed opioids to manage his pain. He's here to share his journey from prescription painkillers to heroin addiction and how Narcan saved his life.
Welcome to Take Care, John. Thank you for coming on because your story is so important for everyone to hear.
Thank you very much for having me on.
So tell us, how did you become addicted to opioids?
I had a water heater fall on me at work and woke up in the hospital partially paralyzed, and they had an IV going into me. When I left the hospital, they gave me a prescription for OxyContin 80s, and that's what I was on for a year and a half, 2 years, and I got addicted to them.
During the time that you were on the medication, I'm assuming your doctor would meet with you, ask about your pain level, and just keep prescribing them, but they couldn't figure out how to get rid of the pain without helping you manage it with the medication. Is that right?
Yes. I've had three surgeries on my neck and my back since my original injury, and I've had two on my shoulder and one on my elbow.
So then to recover and help you through it, they just kept writing the prescriptions. Were you aware?
Yeah.
Were you aware at the time that you were developing kind of a dependence or an addiction to those drugs?
For the first 6 months to a year, I really did it the way that I was prescribed. But I knew I was going to be addicted. I mean, I had a brief encounter with pain medications in a prior injury when I was younger, 20 to 21. And I didn't get bad on the pills, but I did get a little addiction. But when I stopped getting prescribed them, I stopped taking them.
And what happened in this case that you stopped getting the prescription?
Well, I went into the doctor's office after I refused to have any more surgeries. And I told them that I had a problem with it. And when I told my doctor and my pain management team that I had a problem with it, they kicked me out of their office and told me that I was a liability.
Did they try to direct you towards a treatment center or offer any other advice?
No, not at all. They had me escorted out of their building. Because I ended up flipping out because I didn't understand why they didn't try to send me. That's what I was looking for. I was trying to go to a rehabilitation center. I was trying to do something to get off them, and I was looking for their help.
So when they cut you off cold turkey, you must have been terrified on so many levels, because how do you manage the pain? And you know the pain is bad.
Well, at that point, I wasn't even worried about the pain. I was just addicted to them bad. I was addicted to the pills.
So what did you do when you couldn't get them?
Then I started buying them off the street, and they were really expensive, so then I turned to heroin.
What was the price difference?
I got one, for what I paid for one pill, I got an entire day's worth of heroin.
How long were you taking heroin?
Probably about 6 months, somewhere around there. Roughly.
Based on your own experience, what is it that you want people to understand about heroin addiction?
Well, people that don't know anything about it, and, you know, there's a bad stigma about it, that people are scumbags that do it, and that's the furthest from the case. I mean, there's people of all walks that have addiction to that, and when you are addicted to that, you are a different person. It grabs your soul. There's things that I did when I was getting high that when I think about it now, I'm ashamed, I'm embarrassed. I mean, there's a couple times when I first got clean, if I didn't have children, I probably would have killed myself for the things that I did, for the things that I put my family through. I did some horrible things.
What happened with your experience with Narcan? How did that come into the picture?
I overdosed, and it brought me back. And I'm going to be honest with you. I went and got high afterwards, but the second time that I OD'd, I got high that night, and then the following day I just stopped. I weaned myself off, and I just went through the withdrawals at home.
So if you had not been administered Narcan, what would have happened?
I wouldn't be talking to you right now. I would have died. They found me when my face was blue and my lips were white when they found me, and I had vomit all over me, and I was choking on it.
Who administered the Narcan to you?
The paramedics.
So our guest that we spoke to, Dr. Nguyen, who's the commissioner of health in Baltimore, is trying to train every citizen to use Narcan so that they can help friends or neighbors in need. And I'm guessing you think that might be a good policy to have in the whole United
100%,
States.
100%. I praise her. That's awesome. That would save a lot of lives. Since I've gotten clean, I've lost over 25 close personal friends just from heroin. And my own brother would be here if his girlfriend had done the Narcan.
Wow.
But he's not here.
That is very powerful. That is very powerful. And we really appreciate your sharing your personal story. I know that you are eager to do that, and you've been speaking to people, and your message and your story are very effective. Thank you so much, John, for joining us on Take Care.
Thank you very much for having me.